What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Yep. Well, the question that everyone is asking is, how did Jalen look and how do you think he felt out there?
You had to ask him how he felt. My eyes look good.
Yeah. And I think everyone is a little worried about the timing, him just not playing for a couple of weeks. Do you expect that to even be an issue this week?
It'll be all right. We'll figure it out.
But how important are these practices then this week, especially being in the stadium, the cold, working, to get that timing right if it is an issue?
I think it's very important, you know, especially, you know, with the weather condition and things like that. You're going to play it, so you want to get out there and, you know, let guys move around and things like that.
All right, the voice of Devontae Smith with Ashlyn Sullivan yesterday saying, we'll figure it out, Hugh Douglas. Timing, we'll get that back. It's interesting, Lane and Mailata were effusive on how great Jalen looked. Devontae's a little more reserved personality-wise anyway, but he basically said, well, we'll be fine. We'll get there.
Yeah, it's one of those things where the receiver's going to say that because he knows that the timing in practice is different than the timing in the game, and there's so many variables in that it's going to be one of those things where you can get a gauge for how it's going to go in practice, but until you get in the game and figure out how Green Bay is going to play you, it's something that is going to evolve as the game evolves.
Mm. All right, well, we'll find out. Hopefully Jalen is ready to go. Before we go back to the phone lines here, we promised you a little update on the referee situation for Sunday. So, Hugh, Brad Allen's crew is going to be the crew in charge on Sunday. And we do have some information on Brad Allen. And if the scale is screwed or saved here, I think we're saved. We got good news on this referee crew here for the Philadelphia Eagles. So, yep, everyone, our studio audience, usually booing Hugh or jeering Hugh, can cheer this one. All right, so in Brad Allen's career, and he's been a referee since, I believe, 2015 or 16, so it's a good amount of time now. He has been way friendlier to home teams than road teams. When he is the referee on assignment, home teams win 62.5% of the time. The league average is 53%. So, look, some of this, you know, you don't know if it's real or coincidence or just is what it is, you know, who's playing in those games. But Brad Allen's games, the home teams tend to do better than the average game. And this was interesting here when I looked at this.
What's that?
His crew tends to call way more penalties on the road team than the home team. My interpretation here is his crew could be a little influenced by the crowd.
You know what's funny and ironic about all this? This is the playoffs now for the NFL have gone the way of the NBA.
You know about the ref stuff.
You know the ref stuff. You know intimate details about the ref.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I feel about that. Because there's been times there, I can't remember the ref's name, but I think it was it Kyrie Irving, who ref always called the games against him or whatever. It was one of the NBA players. And Kyrie might not be the guy, but the point I'm making is this: the fact that we are starting to look at the referees for playoff games in the NFL,
it was
like
Scott
they do.
Scott Foster with James Harden.
That's who it was. Scott thank Foster. You, thank you. Yeah, yeah. So I knew it was somebody. The fact that we're starting to get to that point, man, is beyond me. It's crazy.
Well, you know, I think part of it is so many people gamble on these games. They want every slice of information they can get, and this is good. I mean, if it holds, Brad Allen's tend to be friendlier to home teams. They've won more games with him and calls more penalties on the road team. I'm telling you, you got to be loud on Sunday. Brad Allen does not want to be booed by you. I mean, that's what I hear. He's going to call more penalties on the Packers. 215-592-9494. All right, let's get back to your phone calls here. A lot of calls here this segment on Jalen Hurts. Does he need to be great? At 1:30 today, we are going to dive into just craziness that happened on WIP yesterday. From the morning show to the afternoon show, Hugh's former teammates really causing a ruckus on WIP.
You guys are collapsing. I'm worried about you guys in the playoffs.
Deep down, I think someone was in tears yesterday on the afternoon show. I might tell you who later. Violet is in Virginia. What's up, Violet?
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, Violet, how you doing?
What's up? We're doing well. What are you thinking today?
Well, I agree with you. I don't think that Jalen has to be great. He has to be efficient. I think there's a difference. I mean, I understand what you're saying. At some point, as we get in deeper, that he will have to maybe make a big play. But I have confidence that he can do that. To me, he just has to play efficiently. And more than anything, he really has to get into that quick release. Don't hold the ball. If you don't see something, just get rid of the ball.
I agree. But Violet, with this, it's not even just about statistics, right? Because that would be easy to say 300 yards or whatever. No, but I like the way you said it because, you know, a sack isn't going to show up on his passing stats, right? Like, we're not going to talk, but he can't take sacks. Violet, throw it away. Don't take negative plays and put them behind the eight ball.
Exactly. And I'm really looking forward to it. I think this team is so good. The defense, honestly, in my opinion, defenses win championships. We have a great running game, and we have a phenomenal defense.
See, you
number one defense in the playoffs,
which is a necessity, right?
They play well.
There it is.
Violet. I love it. I mean, look, you guys have been talking about Joe Flacco. I loved Joe Flacco when he was playing with Baltimore. Loved what. And you know what? He wasn't great. He was efficient.
So overall, you're right. He wasn't a great quarterback. Violet, we appreciate it. But he did play great in those games. I mean, I think our memories get faded because you have a perception of the player. Go look at Joe Flacco's stats when they won the Super Bowl, the playoff run. He had 11 touchdowns, zero interceptions, and threw for 1,100 yards in four games.
He balled out. And part of that was because they didn't want to give him a contract.
He bet on himself.
Yeah.
I mean, just because we're on the Flacco example, they went into Denver in the second round. Denver was probably a very similar comp to this current Lions team, right? That Denver team had Peyton Manning. They were the best offense in the league. They scored like 34 points a game, and they won a shootout in Denver. Joe Flacco threw a touchdown at the end of the game to put the game in overtime. Like, one of these games, at some point, Jalen's going to have to throw it and score a lot of points. That's the way I see it. Terrence at Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Yo, Joe, Kyle, what's up, man?
What's up, Terrence?
Man, when Kyle first told me this, I told him they didn't have to be great. But I thought about this, and he does have to be great. I don't need him to be Superman great, but I need Jalen to hit the wide open A.J. Brown. To do the right check down. I need Jalen Hurts to be great because we know, like, the first round might not be too competitive, but we know when we get to the Detroit Lions and Patrick Mahomes and those kind of teams, we know those teams they're playing with battery packs. Dan Campbell got those guys playing with battery packs. So for those of the fans that think it's going to be an easy cakewalk because we've got a good defense, sometimes our defense might be in a compromised situation. Where they might not have a good game, and Jalen might have to step up. He might have to be Superman for a game or two. He might have to do that. So I need that kind of Jalen Hurts to show up because we know. I said this yesterday. We know Patrick Mahomes. You're gonna have to rip it out of his hands. And I know right now they're playing great for Nick Sirianni, but when that Detroit Lions game, that had the potential to be a shootout game. And we know they're not going to go out laying down. We know they have a bunch of injuries, but they put up points. And I don't care what we say. I don't care how good our defense is playing. That game is going to consider that it will require Jalen Hurts to be excellent at best.
Oh, Terrence, I agree. He's going to have to be very good at worst in that game. Like he's they win that game, we're going to walk out and say, wow, he made a lot of big throws in that game.
Yeah, and we can't keep pretending like and it's not going to be a game or two where he has to be great. Jalen, I know he has a concussion, but – but this game coming up, it's do or die. We can't taper down our offense at all. We have to play like we've been playing the whole season. Because people get concussed. I don't mean to be mean or anything, but what Cameron say? Well, people get shot every day, B. People have concussions every day, B. Shake it off. You had 2 weeks off to recover from it. Get out here and play some good football and get to the championship, man. Let's get it.
Well, and when he's cleared, and hopefully he'll be cleared by today or tomorrow. Yeah, I don't think people are going to point to it. Terrence, we appreciate it. Hugh, Sunday, and you've said a lot this week. You think they could start a little slow, maybe a little rusty. But let's be real. If he's cleared and he's healthy to play, that's not going to be an excuse. People are going to expect them to win.
I mean, that's the one thing about being a professional player. When you go out there on the court, regardless, or the field, or whatever your pitch is, you can't use injury as an excuse.
If you're there, you're there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably fair to say that they could start a little slow on Sunday. You've said this week, right? They started slow most of the season. The quarterback hasn't practiced in a few weeks. I get that. But at some point, they got to ratchet it up at some point.
Yeah, they do. They do. But like I said, as far as having injuries or anything like that, you can't. You can't use that dog. Don't hunt.
I was waiting for it. That dog does that dog absolutely does not hunt. Yeah, it doesn't. Andy's in Westchester. What's up, Andy?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. You got to me just a bit too late because I just passed Bucky's.
Oh,
passed it on my way back. If you need anything, Hugh, let me know.
Oh, put the request in, Hugh. What do you
want? Yeah, you know what, man? I got so much stuff that I'm gonna get, man. I'm gonna need the Apple Pay. Money. Okay. I want like T-shirts. I want Beaver Nugs. I want all the goodies.
I'm gonna stop later today for a sweatshirt and a hat for my wife. So,
what's the best food they have, Hugh? Like what's the food there? The Beaver Nuggets?
Everybody talks about the brisket, man. They have some lobster stuffed chicken.
Lobster.
I had a friend of mine tell me that they have lobster stuffed chicken.
At a gas station?
No, it's not a gas station. It's an experience, Joe. Don't talk about Bucky's.
Do you work there?
No, I'm just saying, don't talk about Bucky's.
Well, I mean, like you sound like you're doing a commercial.
I thought that was a genuine question.
It's being disrespectful. It's an experience.
I'm disrespecting a gas station I've never been to?
Do you know Bucky's bathroom stalls?
Oh, here we go.
You could, like, they're individuals.
I'm looking at the
freedom. They're individual stalls. And to that cut that you just played, if you go into the stall, like, nobody can see you.
What have I done?
No, I'm just saying. You use your imagination.
I'm not going to.
No, but I'm just saying. They're individual stalls, like, where you can't see. If you walk into it, that's it.
I found the menu.
Yeah, what they got? Do they have the lobster stuff?
I didn't see that, but I'm still in the breakfast section. I've got the hot dog section up here. I mean, it seems like a pretty good menu.
I hate that I didn't take full advantage of Bucky's when I was in Georgia. I do. I hate it.
You didn't know what you had till you lost it?
I didn't know what I had. I walked in there. Let me tell you, when I walked into Bucky's, and I know you didn't call to talk about Bucky's, but you got me here now, I was overwhelmed. It was kind of like walking into Cabela's.
Are you telling us you walked around for a half hour and left without getting anything?
Joe, you think I'm playing. this is why we have to make this trip happen. Because when you think I'm overselling Bucky's, you really do. I'm not. Joe, I'm not overselling Bucky's.
Well, then
it sounds
to me like you need Jalen Hurts to play great so we can get the Bucky's.
Yes. Well, if you put it in that perspective, yes. Because we need to get the Bucky's. We need to stop by Bucky's. We need to experience Bucky's as a show.
I agree. Andy, what are you thinking, buddy?
Well, also, I can also confirm, because I just drove past Uranus last year, and Uranus does have a fudge factor. I didn't enter Uranus, but I drove past.
No, I'm telling. See, and people on here think I'm trying to be funny, but it is, and I want to go get some Uranus gear. That's what I want to get, some Uranus gear.
That just sounds wrong.
It does.
But anyway,
Missouri.
We're not going to Missouri. Go ahead.
No, we're sorry.
Why not?
It's so far out of the way to get to Louisiana.
It is hella far.
It makes no sense. Andy, we're going to stop talking now. Your turn.
Okay. So, anyway, I feel like I know what a parent feels like finally. I don't have any kids. But I'm not mad at you guys, but I'm disappointed. It's just like, what are we doing? First of all, Hugh trying to slick his way out of the bet. That beard should be green tomorrow.
Okay, Andy, seriously, all jokes aside, when you go to NFL.com and you asked your smartphone, how many points did the Eagles defense give up? What does it say?
It's not a question of what the
internet says.
Yes, it
is. It's exactly what it is.
Nobody wants to hear your alternative facts.
That is not alternative facts. That's an official NFL stat.
What does the NFL know?
What does the NFL know? Jesus, take the wheel.
does the Bat Boy exist too? Vampires? Because the internet also says
See, oh my goodness.
Good job, Andy.
But you know what? You know what does exist? Bigfoot. Because two people lost their lives a couple weeks ago looking for him.
That doesn't mean he exists.
No, but they were looking for him, so they thought he did exist. So, yes, he does.
Well, then you get that 70
and he
million.
Died. They don't know how he
that
died
number
either.
Is lesser now.
You know what?
Two are
I meant
gone.
To send you the video of the guy. There was a Bigfoot shaking a man's trees a few weeks ago in South Carolina.
Was there?
It was a Bigfoot.
Well, that's where I am.
What do you mean
so
a Bigfoot? As if there's multiple?
See, now you think I'm playing.
Do you,
it has to be.
Apparently there are.
Yeah, it has to be.
According to lore.
The lore of the 70%.
Oh, yeah, I mean, how do you think now people you spot me. Them in Canada and in Ohio? Like, it's not just the same guy roaming around.
Or it's all nonsense. It's, I mean, that's,
I'm telling you, I'm about to send you the video, Joe.
Go ahead.
Because they didn't see the Bigfoot, but it was shaking some trees.
Hmm. It could have just been the wind.
I didn't shake a tree.
No, he threw the tree branch at the guy.
It was a storm. It was wind.
No, he threw the tree branch and he was growling. Let me find this video. Okay. Y'all think I'd be lying to y'all, man. I'll be hanging around
while you're looking.
Yeah, you got it. You got it, Andy. What you talking about? It's your fault we got off track. It's your fault.
You're blaming Andy for our nonsense.
So I think Violet kind of hit what the difference is apparently between great and efficient or good. Is it just taking sacks? I mean, all he needs to do is what you expect a quarterback to do. Hit his receivers, make the right reads, not turn the ball over, right? I mean, is that great or is that just good?
Well, that sounds like more good than great. I think, Andy, at some point in this post...
Isn't
like,
that effective?
It is effective. So if everything goes to plan, and the plan being they can run the ball very effectively and their defense plays the way it has most of the season, they may be able to just follow the formula. In my mind, there's going to be a game or two, and probably later on, right? Detroit or Kansas City or Buffalo, where they're going to need to go a little above and beyond on offense, and it's going to be more on Jalen. And that's where I think they're going to need him to be great.
Right. So my way of looking at it is if you look at the 2017 Super Bowl, we have great weapons. They are absolutely great between our receivers, our tight end, and our running back. In the 2017 Super Bowl, I wouldn't call those weapons great, but they played great in that game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's all that really Foles needed to do was play really well, get the ball to the guys. They got open, and he got it there.
And that's it. So if that's all he needs, if he plays, and we appreciate it as always. If Jalen Hurts plays like Nick Foles did in 2017, I'm thrilled.
And you know what? It's funny because the quarterback can go out there and he can have a ho hum day, and he's still going to be talked about like he was Tom Brady. Somebody he makes a couple key throws, man. He's going to get the love that he deserves.
I think Kyle said this earlier. You know great when you see it. I don't think it has to be a statistical thing, right? Like, I thought he was great in the game against Cincinnati this year. I don't even know what – did he even throw for 350 yards? I don't know what his yardage
was. I don't think it was.
Yeah, I don't know if he had, like, pop off the screen stats.
No,
but
he played great.
But you – like, we came in that day, and we were like, this is the best Hurts game of the season.
Yeah.
We knew it.
It's more of a feel than anything.
Yes, I agree. And two, there's been a lot of games
this
year.
He was 16 for 20.
Okay.
236 yards, one TD.
But if he played great.
That's what I'm saying. But that to me, if I came from planet Mars and I looked at that stat line, compared to 26 for 37 for 234 and was in the QBR. Matter of fact, Jalen Hurts' QBR was higher that day than Joe Burrow's.
Yeah, well, Burrow's had the interceptions late in the game. Yeah, he took the ball away from
him. But it's like it was enough to win. It was a good day. It was enough to win that day.
Let's go to Philly Rob, who has he needs something from Hugh, apparently. What's up, Philly Rob?
Yo, fellas, what's going on?
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Everything is good, man. Listen, Joe, you got a lot of good points going today. I don't know why people are not hearing you, but...
You know what? I wonder this all the time, Philly Rob. I don't get it. Go ahead.
But anyway, yeah, we good. Jalen is going to be great. That was my thing I said to Kyle. I said, he's going to be great. Whether we want him to be or not to be, he is going to be because he's already there in that mindset. Like, he wants this like nobody's business, I think. That's my personal opinion.
Well, I mean, I think he does. I mean, of course. I mean, you think about 2 years ago, I mean, they came this close, and then he had that, what was that, lock screen on his phone of the Chiefs confetti coming down. I mean, this is the culmination of his career if he can win these next four games.
Yeah, but Joe, I have a question for you. Now, you're saying, does he have to be great for all four games, or does he have to be just great this game?
So, no, I think the way I view it is, like, if they're going to win the next four in a row, which is obviously how they win the Super Bowl, at some point, they're going to need greatness out of him. I don't necessarily think, Philly Rob, he's going to need to throw, you know, for 300 yards to beat the Packers on Sunday. I think they could win this game more like they've won a lot of the season. But I think as we go deeper in the playoffs and they face, you know, whoever next round and then the Lions and then either Allen or Mahomes, that's where I think it's going to be more on him to kind of go shot for shot with some of those quarterbacks.
Gotcha. Yeah, and that makes good sense there. And for Hugh, I need this from you, Hugh.
What's that?
You got to hear me, brother.
Listen, Hugh.
When we were 2-2, Joe made you do a thing that you didn't want to do.
What's that?
He said, Hugh, can you guarantee us a win? We went on a 10-0 run after you said that.
I know what he
you
about to
made
do.
That guarantee we were going to win.
So what do you need now, Philly Rob?
Hugh put me on the bus that day, and I said, we going to Louisiana. I need you to make that same commitment. We are going
to and do what? What you want me to do?
You have to guarantee we are going.
Oh, I've already done that. Guarantee the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
We make it. Guarantee I'm trying to listen. Rob. I'm trying to get – listen, I am so confident that we're going to the Super Bowl. I'm trying to leave a day extra so that I can stop by Uranus, Missouri to pick up some fudge and go to Louisiana with some T-shirts and some fudge. But Joe's not with that.
You make it Joe's sound like Missouri is around the corner.
14 hours, Joe. 14 hours.
But then how?
Wait,
we're adding 14 to the trip?
Yeah, because it's like, no. I looked at it on the map.
My goodness.
Like, Joe, it's like straight across.
No.
It's 70 west. I just drove
it.
I drove from Philly to Kansas, to Junction City, Kansas, and I went past Missouri. It's 14 hours.
It's not around the corner, Philly, Rob. I'm trying to tell
it's not around the corner.
No, I never to double back to Louisiana. Come on.
It's worth it to go get some of that grip. You know what I mean? We need some new drip to say, I got Uranus.
Well, that might
be. That's not what the shirt says. I've been looking up the shirt. I've been looking it up. I got to pick it up again.
Yeah.
But it's like.
I'm glad you're locked in. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, no, I looked it up earlier. It was like, and I looked up some of the paraphernalia because I just want the gear.
Where'd this come from? Your algorithm?
Yes.
Yeah, I figured. Yeah,
it's the Uranus Fudge Factory. And it says, I'm not going to say that on there because I don't know if Yads would be.
When in doubt, don't say it.
Yeah. But it's like, I just want some of the T-shirts. Like the ones that say Uranus Fudge Factory. Yeah,
can we order those online?
I could, but I want... I can't say that one on
let's
air.
Let's take a deep breath. All right, 215-592-9494.
I don't want to push the envelope too much.
No.
But the slogan goes, the best fudge comes from, you know, you fill it up.
I got you. All right, on the other side, your phone calls. Jalen Hurst says he needs to be great for the Eagles in the postseason. We'll get to all your phone calls, your reaction here. We're going to fade Hugh. What's his pick tonight? We got Penn State, Notre Dame on WIP. We're airing that one. We're just going to fade Hugh's pick because he has been... the opposite of money on college football lately. We're going to fade you, and we need to go through it. The drama of yesterday on WIP, infighting. We're watching the demise of the early 2000s Eagles right here on the airways at WIP. Freddie Mitchell, Sean Landetta, Ike Reese. What the heck happened? Hugh's take on it all next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Why are we playing this again?
Because your former teammates causing problems.
Oh.
What is going on around here? All right. Welcome back. Midday show. The lights, for some reason, are going on and off here in the studio.
I guess we're in the. I guess they're trying to get the ambient lighting.
Maybe it's a little bit distracting, but that's okay.
Yeah.
All right. Before we go any further, your phone calls, and we need to fade Hugh tonight on his college football pick because he has been whatever the opposite of money has been. You
I've not been money. I'm looking for what they call it, chasing the dragon.
Yeah.
Chasing the dragon.
Okay. Well, we're going to fade Hugh tonight with his pick, Notre Dame, Penn State, right here on WIP at 7:30. But yesterday was quite the day on WIP. And honestly, I missed both live. So Kyle texted me last night. He said, you see what's going on? Are you hearing all this?
And I've gotten text messages like, yo, what's going on with your boy? I'm like, what are you talking about?
Which boy? All right, let's start with the morning here. So Freddie Mitchell yesterday, a guest on the morning show, and listen to what he said about former teammate Sean Landetta.
If you wasn't having a good day or if you needed to pick up or whatever else, you would go to two players. You would go to Richie, and then you would go to Sean Landetta, you know, and them guys were just, you know, it's just someone
Sean Landetta. Me and Sean sitting in the sauna. Me and Sean Landetta.
Classic pair.
Out.
You know? Yeah.
Landetta shaving his in the sauna, you know.
Wow, that's a lot.
Maybe rein it in a bit with that, Freddie.
That's Freddie.
That did not make the air, just so everyone knows.
Oh, why not? Now, come on, that's Sean.
I didn't heard that till right now. I just kind of knew what was said. My favorite part is, I think, is that Ruben Amaro, I believe, saying, boy, that's a lot. And then James producing on the fly.
Seltzer reprimanding
Freddie Mitchell. Guys, let's rein this in. And then Freddie's like, why? Why are we going to rein this in? So, all right, so Freddie Mitchell decided to unveil that about Sean Landetta on the air yesterday. I think it was most in fun, right? Did I need the image of Richie and Landetta in the sauna together? I didn't need that, but now we have it. Okay, so we move on from there. We did our show yesterday. I think everything's fine here at WIP. And then around 5:30 yesterday, I guess the afternoon show decided to call Sean to get his take on the situation. And, Hugh, I don't think Sean felt it was as fun as the rest of us did. Here's Sean yesterday. A couple parts here. Sean with Spike and I.
So, Sean, we just wanted to get some confirmation. Freddie Mitchell was on the morning show today, and he mentioned that you and John Ritchie were often in the sauna together. But Freddie Mitchell mentioned that, how do I put this, that you would groom your under regions in the sauna.
Now, my first thing is,
yep,
you want to call me during prime time radio in Philadelphia.
Yes.
And talk to me about something like that. Are you kidding me?
Well, I just want to.
Number two, I know this is TMZ radio. And I like Freddie, you know, good teammate and all, but what he said was absolutely false. I totally denied being in the sauna with John Ritchie. That never happened.
Oh, wow.
Now,
okay.
Now, may there have been a time where I was by myself and maybe had to shave a little bit. Okay, that's something maybe that goes on privately in a locker room. And there is a saying in the NFL that's supposed to go, what you see here and what you say here stays here and never leaves here. But obviously, Freddie must have wanted to try to get some people to go, oh, wow, and say this is what they used to do. So I'm disappointed at Mr. Mitchell. I'm going to have to speak to him about that.
Okay. Well, we're just having fun. It was a long time ago.
You call it having fun.
Yes.
But it's one guy embarrassing another guy
talking
about stuff. So believe me, I understand how that works. But very disappointed that he would say that, especially when it's not true. If something's true, then I can say, well, yeah, it might have been true. But, you know, I don't think they talk about you guys at WIP when you're in the bathroom doing that.
Well, I would have to push back on that. If that happened around here, it would be on the air in less than an hour. But all in good fun. I actually didn't think it was
all in good fun, except for the guy you're trying to embarrass.
I'm not trying to embarrass you.
I got to understand who I'm dealing with, what the thing is. I mean, I would think with the Eagles having a playoff game coming up, they wouldn't be talking about guys in saunas, but anyway, I understand what I'm dealing with.
Yeah, it's certain people, man, that you just can't play with. Sean's an OG, and OGs like stuff like that. They don't like. And I knew, that's my first time hearing the cut.
Mm-hmm.
But we were in the meeting, and when I said, and when people talk about when Sean got mad, and I said we got mad because I guarantee you got mad because of what was said, not so much whether it was true or not, is that Freddie told.
Well, there's more. Let's listen in. Yesterday afternoon show, Sean, and this might be the part where Ike tries to add a little levity to it.
This is my favorite part.
And Sean wasn't having it.
Yep, from here.
Yeah, Sean, I apologize. If you take offense to it.
I don't apologize. Listen.
No.
You brought up. You wanted me to talk about that for 25 minutes and tell you more stuff. I understand how it works. It's all about ratings, but I hope you're not disappointed that I was never in a sauna with Richie ever, but if I had to trim my eyebrows here and there, maybe I did that.
Okay. No shame in that. When we were talking about it, I said I want to be groomed well. No shame in that. We just thought it was a funny story, and we're just calling to talk to you about it.
In all fairness, since I'm sitting here, the sauna thing, I never really actually had heard about until Freddie said that, but obviously amongst your teammates, we knew that there's times that you groomed yourself in the bathroom. So that's...
Well, and again, here you are mentioning that. Why would that be something you would want to say out in public to tell people that on the radio? Explain that to me.
Well, I don't think Freddie meant anything by it when he brought it up, right?
Oh, absolutely he did. Absolutely. If you bring up something like that, you're absolutely looking for people to say, really, that guy did that?
So let me give you the full context of how he said it.
We're going to talk about this.
No. I just want to give you the full context without even going into that. Freddie was more or less saying about having great teammates. And he said two of the teammates that when you were down or you needed somebody to talk to or you needed a pick-me-up, somebody that would pick you up, he brought up John Ritchie and Sean Landetta. He brought you guys up.
I appreciate that. Yeah. I certainly did try to do that.
All right. Well, we didn't think it was a big deal, which is why I said I wouldn't have called. If I felt like you would have taken it like this, I wouldn't have told Dan to reach out to you.
Actually, it's my fault because I probably, I wanted to call in and talk about the Eagles and the Packers, but I probably should have understood it because I was told before what it was going to be about, so that's my fault for even calling. But,
so they did tell him that they were going to talk about him shaving his man part.
Yeah, they were clear about it.
And he still.
Well, we got you here. We might as well talk about the Eagles and the Packers real quick.
That's all right. You didn't call me to talk about that. You called me to talk about the other stuff, and that's okay, brother. Right? All's good.
Well, I tell you.
Okay.
I mean, after that, what can you do? Because he feels betrayed.
Yeah.
I mean, he feels betrayed. And I knew immediately when Sean got upset that he was more upset because Freddie said it. Mm-hmm. And, like, to his point, there's certain things you just, you don't say. You can't share everything. And Sean, it was about Sean, and Sean didn't like that.
In the interest of journalism and standards, I have to now ask you, because you were there.
What's
the
verdict?
First of all, don't ask me nothing.
Journalism and standards.
Don't ask me nothing.
Fair and balanced.
Don't ask me nothing.
Well, you were there. I mean, Freddie was there. Ike was, I aired him out too. I mean, unfortunately, that wasn't.
That's my favorite part.
What are you asking?
I'm just asking, did that stuff happen? The sauna with Richie?
If it is true, say nothing.
What do you mean?
I'm just wondering your take on the whole thing. Did you ever notice anything that they're talking about?
What are we talking about?
Okay.
What are you talking about? what do you mean? Man, listen.
So once in a while, you need some real uncomfortable radio, and that gave us a good block of uncomfortable radio.
Let me listen.
Guilty!
That is the best drop for this moment. I like Sean a lot. I mean, he's one of my favorite teammates. What were you asking me?
You know the question. If you don't want to answer, that's fine. I mean, that's fine. You don't have to answer anything you don't want. I had to ask.
Say it, man.
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask. I feel like I didn't do my job today if I didn't ask you. I think we got our answers. All right, let's move on. All right, 215-592-9494. The best part of that was like a minute in, you realized that Sean wasn't kidding.
Sean was not having it.
No, he was not here for any of it.
Sean know way too many people to be fooling with like that. Sean been around a long time, man.
Kicking in the 60s, 70s.
I'll be a little nervous.
Early 80s.
Sean know a lot of people, dog. I'll be a little nervous.
Sean's a great guy. We all love Sean.
Unless you're talking about his personals.
Yep. Putting them on the air. How would we rank our favorite parts? The Ike part at the end, I love. I love Seltzer saying, whoa, 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 let's not do this. No, and then they just bombard him.
No, but I ain't trying to get him a come to Jesus moment. Say, but for real, dog, you did shave your.
That's the best.
So
he was like, hey, I understand what you're saying, but let's keep it a B. And he was like, hey. He was not happy with Ike.
The close second is like trying to like, all right, well, let's talk about the game. And he's like, nah. And then like,
no, because at that point, the relationship has fragmented.
You can always hear Ike just throw his hands up like, all right, whatever.
Ain't no bouncing. No, Ike knew. Ain't no bouncing. Ain't no coming back from that.
No.
It's going to be a little bit of, like, I hope.
That next reunion's going to be something.
Oh, it's going to be different.
So two.
And I know. I just hope that I'm there when it happens.
And you have to be. So my two most underrated moments of the whole thing. One, Richie was actually the one to open the can of worms on the sauna. And then Freddie took that and ran with it.
Yeah, Richie's
like, yeah, me and Sean in the sauna.
Like, but here's the thing, though. There's a better chance because John's a little bit more recluse. There's a better chance he's going to see Ike before he sees John.
Sure, yeah. My last favorite part is did you guys pick up when Sean said, if it had happened, I might admit to it. Like he was like, I didn't do it, but if it happened, maybe I would have said yes. It was he said a lot. He did. Wasn't happy, and I get it. But
was not happy.
But in the interest of again journalism and fairness, we had to go over that on our.
Why are we playing this again?
Because your former teammates causing problems.
Oh.
What is going on around here? All right. Welcome back. Midday Show. The lights, for some reason, are going on and off here in the studio.
I guess we're in I guess they're trying to get the ambient lighting.
Maybe. It's a little bit distracting, but that's okay.
Yeah.
All right. Before we go any further, your phone calls. And we need to fade Hugh tonight on his college football pick because he has been, whatever the opposite of money has been, you were not college football.
I'm looking for, what they call it, chasing the dragon.
Yeah.
I'm chasing the dragon.
Okay. Well, we're going to fade Hugh tonight with his pick, Notre Dame, Penn State, right here on WIP at 7:30. But yesterday was quite the day on WIP, and honestly, I missed both live. So Kyle texted me last night. He said, you see what's going on? Are you hearing all this?
And I've gotten text messages yo, what's going on with your boy? I'm like, what are you talking about?
Which boy? All right, let's start with the morning here. So Freddie Mitchell yesterday, a guest on the morning show, and listen to what he said about former teammate Sean Landetta.
If you wasn't having a good day, or if you needed to pick up or whatever else, You would go to two players. You would go to Richie, and then you would go to Sean Landetta, you know. And them guys were just, you know, it's just someone.
Sean Landetta. Me and Sean sitting in the sauna. Me and Sean Landetta.
Classic
just
pair.
Out.
You know?
Landetta shaving his in the sauna, you know.
Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah. Maybe rein it in a bit with that, Freddie. That did not make the air, just so everyone knows.
Why not?
No,
come on, that's
done. All right, I hadn't heard that till right now. I just kind of knew what was said. My favorite part is that Ruben Amaro, I believe, saying, "Boy, that's a lot." And then James producing on the fly.
Seltzer reprimanding.
Guys, let's rein this in. And then Freddie's like, "Why? Why are we going to rein this in?" So all right, so Freddie Mitchell decided to unveil that about Sean Landetta on the air yesterday. I think it was just in fun, right? Did I need the image of Richie and Landetta in the sauna together? I didn't need that, but now we have it. Okay, so we move on from there. We did our show yesterday. I think everything's fine here at WIP. And then around 5:30 yesterday, I guess the afternoon show decided to call Sean to get his take on the situation. And, Hugh, I don't think Sean felt it was as fun as the rest of us did. Here's Sean yesterday. A couple parts here. Sean with Spike and I.
So, Sean, we just wanted to get some confirmation. Freddie Mitchell was on the morning show today, and he mentioned that you and John Richie were often in the sauna together. But Freddie Mitchell mentioned that, how do I put this, that you would groom your under regions in the sauna.
Now, my first thing is,
yep.
You want to call me during prime time radio in Philadelphia.
Yes.
and talk to me about something like that? Are you kidding me?
Well, I just want to... Yes.
Number two, I know this is TMZ radio, and I like Freddie, you know, good teammate and all, but what he said was absolutely false. I totally denied being in the sauna with John Ritchie. That never happened.
Oh, wow. Now, okay.
Now, may there have been a time where I was by myself and maybe had to shave a little bit? Okay. That's something maybe that goes on privately in a locker room. And there is a saying in the NFL that's supposed to go, what you see here and what you say here stays here and never leaves here. But obviously, Freddie must have wanted to try to get some people to go, oh, wow, and say this is what they used to do. So I'm disappointed at Mr. Mitchell. I'm going to have to speak to him about that.
Okay. Well, we're just having fun. It was a long time ago.
You call it having fun.
Yes.
But it's one guy embarrassing another guy
talking
about stuff. So believe me, I understand how that works. But very disappointed that he would say that, especially when it's not true. If something's true, then I can say, well, yeah, it might have been true. But, you know, I don't think they talk about you guys at WIP when you're in the bathroom doing that.
Well, I would have to push back on that. If that happened around here, it would be on the air in less than an hour. But all in good fun. I actually didn't think it was
all in good fun, except for the guy you're trying to embarrass.
I'm not trying to embarrass you.
I got to understand who I'm dealing with, what the thing is. I mean, I would think with the Eagles having a playoff game coming up, they wouldn't be talking about guys in saunas. But anyway, I understand what I'm dealing with.
Yeah, it's certain people, man, that you just can't play with. Sean's an OG. And OGs, like stuff like that, they don't like. And I knew, that's my first time hearing the cut.
Mm-hmm.
But we were in a meeting, and when I said, and when people talk about when Sean got mad, and I said we got mad because, I guarantee you got mad because of what was said. Not so much whether it was true or not, is that Freddie told.
Well, there's more. Let's listen in. Yesterday afternoon show, Sean, and this might be the part where Ike tries to add a little levity to it.
This is my favorite part.
And Sean wasn't having it.
Yep, from here.
Yeah, Sean, I apologize. If you take offense to it.
I apologize. Listen.
No.
You brought up, you wanted me to talk about that for 25 minutes and tell you more stuff. I understand how it works. It's all about ratings, but I hope you're not disappointed that I was never in a sauna with Richie ever, but I had to trim my eyebrows here and there. Maybe I did that.
No shame in that. When we were talking about it, I said I want to be groomed well. No shame in that. We just thought it was a funny story, and we were just calling to talk to you about it.
In all fairness, since I'm sitting here, the sauna thing I never really actually had heard about until Freddie said that. But obviously, amongst your teammates, we knew that there's times that you groomed yourself in the bathroom. So that's...
Well, and again, here you are mentioning that. Why would that be something you would want to say out in public to tell people that on the radio? Explain that to me.
Well, I don't think Freddie meant anything by it when he brought it up, right?
Oh, absolutely he did. Absolutely. If you bring up something like that, you're absolutely looking for people to say, really? That guy did that?
So let me give you the full context of how he said it.
We're going to talk about this.
I just want to give you the full context without even going into that. Freddie was more or less saying about having great teammates. And he said two of the teammates that when you were down or you needed somebody to talk to or you needed a pick-me-up, somebody that would pick you up, he brought up John Ritchie and Sean Landetta. He brought you guys up.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I certainly did try to do that.
All right. Well, we didn't think it was a big deal, which is why I said I wouldn't have called. If I felt like you would have taken it like this, I wouldn't have told Dan to reach out to you.
Actually, it's my fault because I probably, I wanted to call in and talk about the Eagles and the Packers, but I probably should have understood it because I was told before what it was going to be about, so that's my fault for even calling. But,
so they did tell him that they were going to talk about him shaving his man part.
Yeah, they were clear about it.
And he still
came. Well, we got you here. We might as well talk about the Eagles and the Packers real quick.
That's all right. You didn't call me to talk about that. You called me to talk about the other stuff, and that's okay, Brother Ike. All's good.
Well, I tell you. Okay.
I mean, after that, what can you do? Because he feels betrayed.
Yeah.
I mean, he feels betrayed. And I knew immediately when Sean got upset that he was more upset because Freddie said it. Mm-hmm. And, like, to his point, there's certain things you just, you know, you don't say. You can't share everything. And Sean, it was about Sean, and Sean didn't like that.
In the interest of journalism and standards, I have to now ask you because you were there.
What's
you,
the verdict?
First of all, don't ask me nothing.
Journalism and standards.
Don't ask me nothing.
Fair and balanced.
Don't ask me nothing.
Well, you were there. I mean, Freddie was there. Ike was. I mean, I aired him out too. I mean, unfortunately, that wasn't.
That's Freddie. My favorite part.
What? What are you asking?
I'm just asking. Did that stuff happen? The sauna with Richie.
If it is true, say nothing.
What do you mean?
I'm just wondering your take on the whole thing. Did you ever notice anything that they're talking about?
What are we talking about?
Okay.
What do you mean? Man, listen.
So once in a while, you need some real uncomfortable radio, and that gave us a good block of uncomfortable radio.
Let me listen.
Guilty!
That is the best drop for this moment. I like Sean a lot. I mean, he's one of my favorite teammates. What were you asking me?
You know the question. If you don't want to answer, that's fine. I mean, you don't. That's fine. Hey, you don't have to answer anything you don't want. I had to ask.
Saying, man.
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask. I feel like I did do my job today if I didn't ask you. I think we got our answers. All right, let's move on. All right, 215-592-9494. The best part of that was like a minute in, you realized that Sean wasn't kidding.
Sean was not having it.
No, he was not here for any of it.
Sean know way too many people to be fooling with like that. Sean been around a long time, man.
Kicking in the 60s, 70s.
I'll be a little nervous.
Early 80s.
Sean know a lot of people, dog. I'll be a little nervous.
Sean's a great guy. We all love Sean.
Unless you're talking about his personals.
Yep. Putting him on the air. How would we rank our favorite parts? The Ike part at the end, I love. I love Seltzer saying, whoa, let's not do this. No, and then they just bombard him.
No, but... I ain't trying to give him a come to Jesus moment. Say, but for real, dog, you did shave your.
That's the best.
He was like, hey, I understand what you're saying, let's keep it a B. And he was like, hey. He was not happy with Ike.
The close second is like trying to like, all right, well, let's talk about the game. And he's like, nah. And then like,
because at that point, the relationship has fragmented.
You can almost hear Ike just throw his hands up like, all right, whatever.
Ain't no bouncing. No, I knew. Ain't no bouncing. Ain't no coming back from that.
No.
It's going to be a little bit of, like, I hope.
That next reunion is going to be something.
Oh, it's going to be different.
So two,
and I know. I just hope that I'm there when it happens.
You have to be. So my two most underrated moments of the whole thing. One, Richie was actually the one to open the can of worms on the sauna, and then Freddie took that and ran with it.
Yeah, Richie's the
like,
one
yeah,
that
me,
said
and,
that.
me and Sean in the
sure,
sauna.
Like, but here's the thing though. There's a better chance because John's a little bit more recluse. There's a better chance he's going to see Ike before he sees John.
Sure, yeah. My last favorite part is did you guys pick up when Sean said, if it had happened, I might admit to it. Like, he was like, I didn't do it, but if it happened, maybe I would have said yes. It was I had fun.
He said a lot.
He did. He wasn't happy, and I get it, but...
was not happy at
But in
all.
The interest of, again, journalism and fairness, we had to go over that on our